M. Dalad has one sif. It says an Isra of Shina Bitfilin. Calls one Shatfilin Baroisha of Israel, also Lishan Bahem, Philip Shina Saroy. Person has tefillin. He's wearing tefillin, either tefillin shel roish or tefillin shel yad. There's an issur of shino, even shino saroy. El im hiniach aleihem suder. The only heter is if A, they're covered. And he's not together with his. We said before that if a person's lying in bed with his with ishta imoi, so even shina saroy is also. Kate to the voice. So what's called shina saroy? Maniach roisha bein birko v'yoshe v'yoshe. So the heter is to sleep in a fashion which will not allow you to fall into a deep slumber. So shina saroy will be somewhat guaranteed. Sitting in a chair, with leaning forward, etc. How you tefillin kruchim biyogi? If they've been taken off, if you're holding them. Mortalisha mema filah shenas keva. And they're, because they're wrapped around, they can't fall off. Can't fall off. Seemingly, you sleep shenas keva. They're not going to fall. However, vimoysim biyogi, random kruchim biyogi. But if they're just, you're just holding them, but they're not wrapped around, that they can't fall. So also, Lisha Mema Fila Shnasa Roy, we're afraid you're going to drop them. Hagob, but Daka Kishachsun, and Balon are taken, Abba Ben Taken, Mechalin and Shori. So the Ramah seems to say that if they fall inside of their container, that's not problematic. Now, we said before that. Shabur will touch on the car. They're not allowed to put tefillin on the ground. So why is that? Why is that the, okay? We had before. I think it was Simem. The person drops the tefillin. So he said he drops them without their nartik. So a person should fast. If they fell in the nartik, you don't have to fast. But a person should give something to the stock, indicative of the fact that even.
Right, that's what I asked. The answer
is yes. Right. It's a cut and gimel. Simem is a cut and gimel. He said before, the minig is that the fast, if it fell to the ground below nartik. And then he says, that you're because I feel a bit nartikon, eat and prutal at stock. Even though it's been a tikkun, we should give something. So it's not great, but over here this is a gzera, and it might fall. Apparently, we didn't ask her in that situation.
So neither the mechaber or the ramah is worried about possibly damaging the bias if she's sleeping there.
No, we're not worried about that. Something we're worried about the COVID issue, etc. Theoretically, you know, it could happen. So you'll have that fixed. Okay, so you can't sleep. Feel the shinus haroy. So So we'll see the difference over here between the shinus keva and the shinus haroy. The shinus keva, it's problematic on its own. Because the issue of Hesach Adas is a key to be aware of things that you're wearing tefillin while you're wearing tefillin. So Shinas Keva would be considered a situation of Hesach Adas. Shinas Haroy, which is a short period of time, that's not considered Hesach Adas. But there's another problem. Another problem is the issue of the person might come to the Mafia, which that's also the Mafia Bam. The Shagaz Arya learns that you see from this that Chazal Asr to Gzeira Otu Hafacha, so Hafacha has to be a Nisr Deraisa. The Shagaz Arya in Simem says that the Minafia, when you're wearing tefillin, is a Nisr Deraisa, and he finds a positive for it, you know, a drasha for it. So there's an Nisr to pass gas while a person's wearing tefillin. So the Chazal Asr is Shinas Keva, because if a person's sleeping, he might pass gas.
And during Shinas Samurai, you can't?
No.
they're not worried about that?
No, it's just saying Shinas Aroi is also.
Oh.
Because of that Gezerah. But Shinas Kavah, they don't think about the Gezerah. Shinas Kavah is also intrinsically because it's an Isser of Hetzach Adas. Shinas Aroi is not considered a Hetzach Adas. So that's also because of Shinas Aroi is also because of a Gezerah.
But the Mechaber says you can't. I'm not understanding. The Mechaber saying you can sleep with Shinas Aroi.
Well, he starts off with Kolmosh Dilim Barosh Shemesroy also Nishin Bemafil Shinas Shinas Aroi.
No, okay.
El. So now the Mechaber says, because of course, what does the El do for you?
Oh, for the Suda, and you put a cover.
Right. Vayyadei Alocha is a Suda Aleyan. He's Kashiyesh Tulan Allah Vula Yabul Afia. So Shinas Aroi is a person. It doesn't fall into deep sleep. The fact that he's wearing something on it, Chazal assumed that would be enough that it would prevent him from getting into this type of a sleep, which he would come to, he wouldn't lose control over himself.
What does the Suda have to do with how deep his sleep is? How does that affect his sleep?
It's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable to put a shmata over it?
What? In your head?
If I'm tired enough, I would sleep with the shmata without.
Yeah, but then you're probably not going to sleep with Shinas. Shinas Aroi, we'll see, it has to do with whether you person cannot fall into a cavern. So by definition, it's a light sleep.
It's actually only after the fact.
What?
Right, after the fact.
Maybe they slept differently in those days. So.
Well, the case of the person sleeping sitting up.
So. That never stopped me in the past.
It's more like, you know, putting your head down type of a thing than it is. I mean, I also spent many a Friday nights sleeping in the chair.
Yeah, I mean, what's the problem?
without the recliner. I don't need a recliner.
Recliners is better. I mean, that you can sleep in clear shinas.
Okay, now. The ima isha, I will im ishta ima yasur, because there is shami isha mishpeh. We had before that it's an usher that if a person is worried, he can't be mishamish mitasai with his wife. If he's with his wife, that's a separate concern. Okay, now. So, in that scenario, you can find the solution of Shinas Aroi, which he has to do it in a way, but you can't come to Kaaba because you see you're just doing it sitting down, with leaning forward with your head on your knees. Rosh Ben Birkov, I don't know, I mean, I've never tried Rosh Ben Birkov, I think I would be find it very uncomfortable. Okay, now, so well, why isn't there a problem of Hesach Adas? So, that's what the Shabbos is going to address. So, you should have. So this is really a quote from the tour. So Hesach Adas doesn't mean that your mind has wandered from the awareness of wearing tefillin. Hesach Adas means that you're getting involved in something which is
inappropriate
for while you're wearing tefillin. What is that? Schoik and Kalvus Rush. When you get into a situation of levity, that's called a Hesach Adas. Oh, because you also be malachtoi, woman also, vein daito alein manish, ein zen nikra Hesach Adas. But there's a dinner. They worked for them the whole day, so they were busy working. So why is the problem Hesach Adas? The answer is wasn't because they, you know, had this two track mind and they were thinking about Tulum. The point is they were being serious. They were focusing on their work. So that's not a problem Hesach Adas. Now the Mishabura adds, "Im loy shemat yedaita kol kach mitzarche guf achal vavoy chayim yirah shemayim memach l'sidosu." You get totally absorbed in the, you lose track of the fact that you're wearing tefillin at all. That would be a problem. For the person to wear it, was not necessarily thinking about it. That's efficient. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Yonah, I think this is a quote from the Rebbeinu Yonah. Shuyoshin Shukhek heavily oil. So sleeping isn't a problem. You're not being Isaac and Schuk and Kalas Rosh. I don't know, but you're thinking, you know, they're not thinking about oil at that point in time. Now, this approach over here is the approach of many of the Rishonim. The Shagas Arye disagrees with this. That's he has a series of shuvas where the Shagas Arye holds the Hezekadach means Hezekadach, like you find in other areas. That, you know, if the person is going to, mind's going to wander from the fact that he's wearing tefillin, we consider Hezekadach. So he's much more machmir on this issue. But this is an assumption of the Rishonim and the early Rishonim already. Fine. Now comes along Mishabru and he says, "We come back a mitzvah on a mufker she died to tomin al tefillin. See a died to mehamli b'shochel laharim machshavas rose. Shemitam zeh chayv l'mash beish kol shosh. You see a died to mehamli. We did have a local before. There's a key to mash beish your tefillin. And we said before that meant that." While you're davening or while you're learning, you don't have the key to touch your film. If you're being oisik in something else, you have a key to remind yourself regularly that you're wearing tefillin by being a mashmish. That's a gemara.
But not when you're davening.
When you're davening, you don't have a key. When you're learning, you don't have a key. But you're doing something else, so. You
know, so that's just a minute to do it at certain times, like during the Rishma.
Yeah, correct. That's a minute. So, so some people also don't talk when they're wearing tefillin. I actually do, but I'll, you know, I have a conversation with somebody. Shalom aleichem, how you doing, etc. When I'm doing that, every once in a while, I'll be touching my tefillin because you bring us to get something else. You have to the chiyah for mishmash. So the Bach wants to know what's the chiyah for mishmash. You tell me that hesek adas only means chachem kalas roish. He says elama, you see from that gemara that there is a preference for a yes, ongoing awareness of wearing tefillin, which the mishmush's purpose is to remind you constantly that you're wearing them. So you see that, and the purpose of that is the way the Bach understands it, because there are certainly certain which a person has to be wearing tefillin. He's not giving him a fiach, but he thinks about machshavas, he thinks about a woman, etc. Whatever it is, there's things you can't do when you're wearing tefillin. There are also when you're wearing tefillin. So the fact you're reminding yourself constantly that's where the fiach mishmash comes. There are other explanations of what the fiach mishmash is. One of the suggestions is if the purpose of wearing tefillin is the matiyat hashem b'ficha. So we spoke about this way back at the beginning of Simchat Chofei. So it says three times the Torah says the word. It says the word leman. Leman tis kruv hashem b'ficha. It says the man yidda the rishayef by sukkah. It says the matiyat hashem b'ficha by tefillin. So the three places where the Torah gives the mitzvah tells you in order that the mitzvah is in order that. So the Bach says, and therefore, by these three things, there's a requirement of kavanah while you're doing that. It's not enough. There is even you have all mitzvahs, sirichas kavanah, mitzvahs, sirichas kavanah, but the machlokes we pass the sirichas kavanah. But over here, the kavanah has to be as a specific kavanah in order that to remember that it should be sat in the sukkahs. Pribagadam says, not makim by the end. Mishabur follows Pribagadam. The Bikur Yaakov, the Oracle Nair on Hechel Sukkah, in the beginning of Hechel Sukkah, he says it's ma'akeh b'niyem. So a person sits on the sukkah without remembering that Hashem gave us protection in the midbar. He's not yet to visit the sukkah according to the Bikur Yaakov. It's pretty intense. Pashas according to the Bikur Yaakov.
Mamdavi just thinks about the fact that Hashem tells us to sit in the sukkah without.
But it says, Laman Yedin Hashem keeps sukkah to the Shabbat, it's by Yisrael. But the Pashas says the order that you should remember that Hashem gave us sukkahs in the midbar. No, in Yaakov, whoever you understand Pashas, wow. Right. The Pesach says that's the purpose of wearing. So therefore, the assumption according to Bikur Yaakov is that by tzitzis, you put on tzitzis, and you don't use tzitzis as a vehicle to remind you of Hashem's mitzvahs. Not tishkum Hashem's mitzvahs, so you wouldn't be a tzitzis either. So coming to tefillin, which is in the man tias sarsa shabefichu. What sarsa shabefichu? So the Torah learns, the Beis Yosef explains, it doesn't mean kol tarkula. It means the lessons of Torah which are contained in the tefillin. But you should wear tefillin in order to remind yourself of those lessons. So back in Simcha Bei, he listed off that if you say the paragraph of Hini Makabe, he mentioned then. Now there's you know, the famous discussion about the Shem Yichud, saying the Shem Yichud is probably seen obviously was very big in the saying the Shem Yichud, right? The letter of Yehuda was very strongly against it because you're talking about Kabbalistic, you know, formulas of Bimiyach, the different parts of Hashem's name together. You know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. It's worse to say it than not to say it. You know, you say it, you know what you're talking about. You're messing things up. You know, you take the two parts of the puzzle, the beginning of the Shem Havayah and the end of the Shem Havayah, you put it together like this, that's not healthy. So, you know what you're doing, you put it together, but you don't know what you're doing. So you're saying that the Shem Yichud, Kitcher Brichah, means you want to be Meyachin, you want to put together the two different parts of the Shem Havayah, the first two letters and the last two letters, you know what you're talking about. However, by tefillin, that's just an introduction to a paragraph which then starts about two lines in. He didn't mechaven, and to remember that the yichud and the achdus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did nisim niflos. He has the kachum shlomo yidin matatam says. These are the lessons contained in the parshas where the Torah wrote the parshas tefillin. Talks about Shema Yisrael Shem Lakeinu Hashem Echad, all mitzvahs. Talks about Hashem Tavzal Mitzrayim. So all of these lessons, based on the Simcha Kofei. And then the Shulchan Aruch follows him. You know, back to the Shulchan Aruch. That you put on you. You should be aware of these points. That's Matiyat Rosh Hashanah. Again, so according to Mekor Yaakov, you didn't have that kavanah. You were the Yotze. So this Hinnin and Mechaven over here, this paragraph, is not just a nice, you know, extra. It's very important. This is a primary, you know, element of. So now, once that's true, so we mentioned then when you put it on with that kavana, that's sufficient. And there's a general rule of kalois aldas kavana rishonu hoyse. We had it aldas rishonu hoyse. We had it by making tzitzis. When you make tzitzis, you have kavana the rishon the shame for the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis. You don't have to keep thinking the shame. You don't have to be a record repeating it constantly. You make the declaration in the beginning, and we assume everything afterwards is based on that intent. So what about mitzvah? You must have this kavanah in order to do the mitzvah of tefillin. Is that one time or is that constant? So we could argue it's one time. You put it on for that purpose. You think about it. That's good enough. But if the purpose of wearing tefillin is in order to remind you, is you know that it should generate these thoughts by you. Is it sufficient one time or that should be constant? So while you're davening, that's really what you're doing. You're thinking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. You know, you're doing something else, so you're not. So the argument of the mitzvah chachila, at least mitzvah nemufker, the tamid al tefillin, is because you see intrinsic to the mitzvah tefillin is the awareness of wearing tefillin. It's not enough just to wear tefillin. The part of the mitzvah is the awareness. So that's why the Bach is saying over here, at least the chachila mitzvah nemufker, it's not enough not to be using a kalos rosh and schaik. It's to be aware that you're wearing tefillin. Zulus b'shas tefillin. He does agree that, however,
is very perplexed
by Rabbi's statement.
Basically,
here is
sleeping
at Kiyos Hasan.
It's relying on the fact that it's not
considered. Wait, so in that case, is that because it's like we missed Kapatoma in these times? Or some other reason?
No, it seems to be that, you know, that the tefillah really plays the role of this idea of being aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which the tefillah is supposed to generate. Hopefully, the tefillah should be generated by you also. I mean, we have problems with Rabbi's statement. But theoretically, if you were davening, you're supposed to, it would accomplish what the film's supposed to accomplish. You know, if we would learn what we're supposed to learn also, it'd probably be the same thing. Gifta used to talk about this constantly. That
your source is correct.
The famous Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet talks about the idea of you should learn Torah Lishma. What does Lishma mean? So he quotes a Rosh. A Rosh in the Torah says Lishma means L'shem Torah. You learn Torah L'shem Torah. You know, Lishma doesn't mean usually talking about doing a mitzvah Lishma. You mean L'shem Hashem, right? So he brings a Rosh in the Torah. That the more over there says it's more Samach Beis. It says the same mitzvah is L'shem Ha'olam. With the bare behind Lishma. So the Rosh points out that the shame poil of Mitzvah is the shame the ones who created the mitzvah. The poil, the one who made the mitzvah. The mitzvah you should do with the Kavod of the Shem Hashem. With the bare behind Lishma, the words of Torah itself. So Shtetach and Rosh, that when you learn Torah, your Kavod is Torah, not Hashem. So the Chassidim didn't like that. You know, right? Your Kavod is the shame, Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your Kavod of the whole day, right? And the Litvak said, no, the Kavan is a shame to her. I'm missing Pshat and Tysis, you know. Right? So that's the Machlokes. So Gifta said, she was said this constantly, that there's two ways why you want to learn Torah. The mashal which I give, like this. In the good old days when the Chassanim wrote letters to their kalos. The Chassanim wrote letters to their kalos, as opposed to nowadays that they talk on the phone and talk, or send emails.
Text, or
Facebook, whatever, you know. Right? But they actually wrote letters to their kala. So a kala gets a letter from her kala. She doesn't read it one time. It's dear to her because of the one who sends it. It's dear to her because she wants to know what message he had for her. And therefore she rereads it. Every time she reads it, she feels the presence of her kala when she's reading that letter. If there's something in the letter that she doesn't understand exactly what it means, it's going to be very, very important to her to figure it out. Because she wants to know what the message from her kala is. So Shiva said that's what it means Lishmon by Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us a message through his Torah. I mean, we need, let's say I learned Torah because I love intellectual pursuit. I can do chess, I can do math, I can do tomorrow. That's not what the Nefesh HaChaim meant. Well, I'm going to read the same Torah. I'm much enjoying the Geshmack and fighting the. No, that's not what it meant. That's not called you're doing the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ezechkin Studium, as he would say. That's not a subject. Talmud 101. It's not a university course. It's Torah. It's a version of the words which we want to know what they are. He didn't use the mushroom of the Chassid of God. I think it's American mushroom. I made it the mushroom. Take credit for that. So if that's how we learn Torah, again, so the point is, so I don't need the tefillin to be the reminder. I'm going to conjure those words right now. So how what can be better than that? We have a problem that our learning is not like that, and our davening is not like that. You know, I don't know. I'm not passing luck on the mic, so you'll have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I don't know. It's a good question. Now there is a prima donna which says that there's a din of mishmush b'shas tefillah and b'shas limud also. The Bir Lachavir says he didn't quote that prima donna because the reason I was very strong against it, but dafka not because it's going to be somewhat of an interruption of your focus in tefillah and in learning. It's an interesting question. For nowadays, you know, when sometimes our davening is more hesed hadas than not, it will be the question of what would be the right thing to do.
What?
There's a different mishmash we saw in Tzimel Chavtes. There's a different mishmash. So you touch the tefillin just to remind you that you weren't through. Right, so the point of mishmash, but we said over there, that doesn't apply to b'shas tefillah and b'shas limud. Because the din of hesed hadas, the reason is that it shouldn't be hesed hadas. And hesed hadas is no hesed hadas because you're being, the hesed hadas, the ikur din means it's chayin kalos roish. The other hand, there should be the elements of Yerushalayim. You get the Yerushalayim from the davening. And the learning, you get Yerushalayim from the learning. Well, but, you know, what do you do if you don't get the Yerushalayim from your davening, you're learning? I don't know.
Okay. So then he said, and the Shagazari argues in this whole thing. Shagazari is very strong that no, the Hesachadas means over here Hesachadas. So you have to have a constant awareness. There are some.
That's
a philosophy
opinion.
I don't know who put it out. I'm not sure who put it out originally, but they put out a center called Center. There, Chaim Center. It came out like, I remember saying it 40 years ago, was out already. So I don't know who put it out. He put on the top of every single page the kavanas of chakras, the kavanas of tefillin, on every top of every page. So you could look at the top of the page, you could skim the version of the yichud and achdus of Shmurach, and he took it out of Mitzrayim. The top of every page, he had that. Would be this halach of constant reminder. Okay, so you can see Mishinah Saroy. The first Shita holds that if you're sleeping in a certain fashion, that a person normally would not fall into a deep sleep, so then there's no limit how long you want to sleep. However, there's a second opinion which says, the shear is a very, very, very brief nap, which is the time it takes to walk 100 amas. Now, how long is 100 amas? So, we have this idea of 18 minutes. 18 minute matzah, 18 minutes is used to calculate ben hashmoshes. Where does it come from? Because the more talk, the more doesn't talk in minutes, the more talks in the hiluch mil. The time it takes to walk a mil. The more says that chimus takes place in the time it takes to walk a mil. How long does it take to walk a mil? A mil is 2,000 amas. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara itself, how long it takes to walk a mil. And then there's a machlokes how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskin that it takes, that the more says that an average person can walk 40 mil, 10 parsa, there's 4 mil in a parsa, so 40 mil in a day. So once you know how long an average day is, it's pretty easy to figure it out. The Gemara says, well, that's not so clear. When you say the day, do you mean from sunrise to sunset? So you divide your 40 mil over a period of the 12 hours. So if you do 12 hours, it's 720 minutes. Divided by 40 is 18 minutes. That's where you get 18 minutes from. The more of you saw their opinions, some say, no, people don't wait till sunrise to start traveling. They don't stop at sunset. They'll continue as long as it's light. They're going to walk and see it's light after sunset. It's light before sunrise. So you're going to have to calculate a certain amount of mil will be traveled before sunrise, a certain amount of mil will be traveled after sunset. So more has a machloek is it 4 mil or 5 mil before sunrise, and then 4 mil or 5 mil after sunset. So leaving you with either 30 or 32 mil in the middle. So then again, you take the amount of minutes, 720 minutes, divided by 30 gives you 24, divided by 32 gives you 22 and a half. So the three sheets of the halacha, how long a mil is, it's either 24 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 18 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch passes 18 minutes. The Gemara actually passes 22 and a half minutes. He says, the Beis Yosef paskins 18 minutes doesn't paskin from sunrise to sunset. He paskins from Alois to Tzeis, but he says the Beis Yosef, which is to us an appella, he just says, what was the more? Where does the more say this discussion? The more says this discussion in the context of Erev Pesach. The more has this machloikus that a person is potter from the Pesach Rishon, and he brings a Pesach Sheni if he was a Derech Rechaikis. So the more says, how far is Derech Rechaikis? So the more has one opinion, Derech Rechaikis, you're not in the Zohar. As long as you're not in the Zohar, it's called Derech Rechaikis. You're far away. The more says, no. And the second opinion says, no, it means you're far away. You're far away enough that the Zman of the Krovus Krovus Pesach is in one afternoon. From Chatzos of the day until sunset. So if you are so far away that you cannot reach the Zohar by by when the zman of the hakrabah karban pesach starts at chatzos. If you're so far away that you cannot reach the azora by shtiya, then you're called erev chatzos. So how far is that? So the Mor says that's totally this question. If you we know a person walks 40 mil in a day, so from chatzos until shtiya is X amount of that day. So how much is it? Well, the Mor says, well, you drop a 4 mil before sunrise. You drop a 4 mil after sunrise. You're left with 32.
Where did you get chatzos?
The zman of karban karban pesach is the afternoon of Erev.
But they bump the carbon up so they can have more
right.
Time.
But the Ikira did it can be the carbon peasant itself can be brought any time during that 6 hour period. We're marking the carbon tummy first, and we're marking the carbon peasant after.
So does that give you more than earlier than chatzos to bring it?
No. It's on the rail. The carbon tummy really cuts into the time. It's the Tom Shabbat Arboyim is nikra. Normally it's brought at 8.5 hours.
Oh, you're right. You're bumping the Ben Arbayim to make it later, right?
So you make the Ben Arbayim earlier, but you never go before 6.5 hours. So theoretically,
you can't bring it until the coverage of Ben Arbayim is done.
Right.
Oh, so you bring that earlier, and that's so then.
So really, you lose time. But the more sense that's
what do you mean you lose time?
You don't have a full 6 hours. From Katzaris until Shkia, you have 6 hours.
Yeah.
But you need to be back to the carbon tumid first.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't
make sense. But you're not marking it until 6.5 hours because you want to make sure that it's body after chatzos. So you lose half an hour right there, then you're marking it, and if you finish marking it, it takes some time. So you lose some time. But the vice, the more in regards to this halacha, theoretically, carbon pesach can be brought then. So that's 6 hours. So how long do you divide it up? The more says, well, you drop a 4 hour, 4 mil before sunrise, 4 mil after sunset, you left for 32 mil. Half of that is 16. So a person is beyond 16 hours away, 16 mil away from the Beis Hamikdash, he's called Erev HaChayim. The Mor says, no, it's 5 and 5, 11 and 30, so it's 15.
But you're talking about walking, right?
And now that we actually have
what happens if you own a horse? Does that you get more time? Or you have a car? I mean, in those days, they didn't have a car, but a horse they had.
No,
so if you had a horse, you could cover more ground. And a horse goes, if you get a good horse, you can.
The question would be, did you have the leniency? There was this person's five cars. She didn't bring carbon passes. No, I was there. I'm not five cars. Bring a carbon passes.
Also, we're trying to find the leniency.
So we're saying, listen, you could have arrived. Well, I couldn't. It was a long walk. Well, you had a horse. Okay, so you're five cars. No, you're not five cars. You had a horse. We're going to be Michael and say, if you bring walking, this is the shoe. So you'll bring Pesach Shein. You get a second chance. So the Pesach agrees that we pass in that the 4 mil are calculated before sunrise and 4 mil are calculated after sunset. So he says, but still 18 minutes. Because that time of year, that's how long a day is. So the Pesach says, I don't know what your math is. Especially the math doesn't make any sense. That time of year, the day is approximately equal.
Equal, right.
So there's 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. Not 12 hours total from Alois until Tzeis. You're saying that the 40 mil is divided over the whole 40 mil is divided over 12 hours. No. But you agree that you drop 4 hours before 4 mil before sunrise and 4 mil after sunset. So you're saying, in other words, that from Alois until Tzeis is 4 mil, 40 mil. It's 12 hours. That's not true. From sunrise to sunset is 12 hours. There's time before and time afterwards. So the Vandal Garden is very strong that a shear of a mill is 22 and a half minutes. So according to the Grua, you should have 22 and a half minute matzahs. And the shear kibbutz is a shear of a mill, which is 18 minutes according to the Beis Yisrael. So the Beis Yisrael and the Ramah both agree it's 18 minutes. Which how the Vandal Garden says, I don't have no doubt you'll do more. I don't have an answer to that question. It's a great question. It's the Beis Yisrael and the Ramah. It's your Shulchan Aruch and your Ramah. But nobody's selling you 22 and a half minute matzahs.
How many is one?
Nobody's selling you 22 and a half minute matzahs.
Right.
Now we have grow matzahs, 22 and a half minutes. Which we stopped the
not even Chofetz Chaim does it.
Okay. Now. So, but that being said, so now how long does it take to walk Kufama? So, if you take your mill being 18 minutes, so that is 2,000 amas, so it's 1/20th Right? It's 1/20th of 18 minutes, which is less than a minute. If you hold it to 22 and a half minutes, so again, it's 1/20th of that, which is a little bit over a minute. So this shita holds that the heter of Shinas Haroi means mamish a quick dose for 57 seconds.
Not worth it.
Okay. It's approximately 1/67th of an hour, which comes out to be like 57 minutes, 57 seconds, something like that. Okay, I'll tell you a fascinating thing. I just saw a piece of the pseudoscience that laymen read in these articles. You know, the doctors tell you they're not right anyway, but the doctor next to me will know it. That's some of the sleep studies they've done. People are not aware of the fact that they've fallen asleep to about a minute into their sleep. So a person will fall asleep for less than a minute and wake up, he won't be aware that many times he'll deny that he fell asleep. The body doesn't recognize the fact that it went into sleep mode until you've slept more than a minute. Since mamish this minute that we're talking about over here, Shashinus and Roy was basically that little doze that you didn't really fall asleep. It has tremendous implications in regards to driving, etc. That's why it's very scary. People will deny and fall asleep, you know, and they'll have records of the fact that they did doze off for a few seconds. Yeah. I'm pretty good at it. I can, you know, fall asleep for like an hour and not realize I fell asleep. Okay.
Only when you're sitting, though.
Yeah. Okay, posting the Grubba Biura that he goes with the Shir of Kufama. But the Gross Kufama is a little bit longer than the Kufama of the Shachar. It gives you a little over a minute. Every second counts, my friends. Okay. So then when you do it, you have to do Ben Birkov in an uncomfortable fashion. You're afraid he's going to come to Shnas Keva. Now, it's a couple like this. So, interesting question. You're sitting in davening, the guy next to you dozes off in the middle of Shabbos. Wearing his tefillin. Are you proof to wake him? So, he's doing something which is mamash and yisur, you're proof to wake him. He said there's two shinas and royas mutter. The first shina says, ain't shir with that. So, the guy's sitting there like, you know, like that. That's shinas keva. That's shinas and roy. Right? It's not shinas keva. Right? If you go, it lays out on the bench, you have a shinas and keva issue. But, you know, but if the guy is just, you know, he thumps forward, that's in this case of Bain Birko. So the first sheet that says, ain't sure with that. So I'm not looking to wake him. According to the second opinion, it's Kay Hiluka Kufama. So Pasha, you can be Samech on the first sheet that you're not, you're of Techok or whatever it is, doesn't apply. But the guy starts making him very, very comfortable. You say, excuse me, sir, you're wearing tefillin. Now, let's say he's not wearing the tefillin, he's taking them off. So what does he can see machine this kappa? This is only if you're wearing them, not if you're holding them. Okay. Now, however, but if you're just holding them, if no problem, they might fall. Utterly sure.
You good?
Did I skip? No, I didn't skip. Okay. Now we're afraid they're going to fall. And into hay. Okay. If you have a doing an incomplete mention, I spoke it out. I didn't read it inside. Okay. Now, but if, in the case where the Rambam said, if you're holding them, if kugel miyada means you wrap the mitzvahs around your hand, you're holding the tefillin. So even if you fall asleep, they're not going to fall off. Good. If you're just holding them, they might fall down. But they're more. But if they're in their container, it's not a problem. It's not such a. So we pointed out it is an issue, but not such an issue. Because we said even if they fall to the ground inside of their narteik, it's still not proper. You're obviously you should give something that's stuck in that situation. You don't have to fast, but it's not such a big issue that we should ask you for sleeping. But we said before, you can't put it on the ground. So besides the fact that there's an issue of falling, which is like a bizarre to the tefillin, this issue of the tefillin are on the ground. So that we said, if the container which is holding it is a tefach, even though it's miyuchid for the tefillin, that's considered a chatzitza from the carcass. So it has to be a tefach by tefach by tefach. But if it's not that, then you don't have this happen. Okay. Simon Memhe didn't fill in the basic course of base Americans. Also, the Khan is a base of course of base of Abraham Shalomase, Util and Barosh, Mishum Loyg Larosh, Behemachusim, Mishmut. So you have an issue of Loyg Larosh. It's not an issue of Mitzayu, it's a Mitzayu. There's this word to fill in the basic course, and it's not nice to the Mason. Basic course. We feel that the Rama Shalmokim Haskolas the Quorum. You're not amongst the Quorum. You haven't reached the Quorum yet. Once you reach the four Amas, where the Quorum start, Gamkin Usher, Elekha Machitza, no second has been able, unless there's a wall. So why do you use the language of Tertal Ramas? Because the language is also comes to the basic chorus of the Sechar Ramas Shal Mace. There's an issue of Dal Ramas of the basic chorus also. It says that the answer is all the way around. To tell you that by the basic chorus there's no request. There is an issue of the Dalai Lama's of reaching the basic chorus is a problem. In the basic chorus itself, there's no Hetta Dalai Lama. So it's beyond Dalai Lama's, beyond the basic chorus. That's also, he says, that's when the Dalai Lama is the book of my basic chorus. It's part of the basic chorus, but it hasn't been used yet. Over there, there's no quorum there. Even though you're in the basic chorus, but since it's not been used, that area hasn't been used yet. Not also. You're wearing tefillin, you might end up walking next to the kever improperly. So we went to Tiberio. You go to the place where the Rambam is buried. There's a few people buried over there. There's a shul there. So somebody asked me, like, how you talking? There should be a shul, you know. So I told him, Pasha, you don't have the Dalai Lama's over here. You know, the scene, wherever the scene is, the reality is the burial is, you know, further down, exactly where the burial is. And the scene that we're seeing is just a scene. The Kavura, you know, it's been some of these people, it's been, you know, 2,000 years since they're buried. A lot of ground, dust is added, it's, you know, quite further away. But there is a concept that the more talks about making a Shiva al Kibra. If you make a Shiva there, in honor of the person, that's not a problem with Loig Larosh. Is there somebody you want to say Tillim by the Kavura? Why Tillim? You know, the poor Mason, I love the Tillim, I can't say Tillim anymore. It's just Loig Larosh. It's not you're saying the Tillim as a schus for the Niftar. That's not a problem. The problem is you're doing your own personal mitzvah. I'm not wearing tefillin exclusive. I'm wearing tefillin because I'm wearing tefillin.
Maybe the Inya is kibbutz tzaddikim. Some people hold that kibbutz tzaddikim is a category that kohanim will go.
So there's no tumah, but the problem over here is a Loig Larosh issue. It's painful that he can't. Your mind, he can't do the mitzvah, and you could. If the mace is in a room, you're beyond the Dalai Lama's, but since right now the room has been used by the mace, that whole area is considered Dalai Lama's. Now the Gabi Hilchus Tuma, you have a mason in a room. How big the room is? It's a cavernous room, but the tumor will spread out throughout the room. That's not the issue. The issue is that over here is the leg of Rosh. You're insulting the mace. She's standing next to him and doing something, doing mitzvahs. He feels bad. You're further away in the corner. You're not next to him. So Mugger Burma says that's not a problem. Phil Kever Shakot Shadayim Leigil Aklamitzus. Phil Ochi Ain Lichtus Shom. Phil Rosh Mishum Leg of Rosh. Leg of Rosh. He does not chay mitzvahs anyway. No, still even by him it applies. So the tefillin are covered. It's mutter gimel. Mitzar shagam ritzus tinei lemechus. It's not just the tefillin, but the ritzus also have to be covered. If you have a big shemutter leklutz mitzvah shayad levado, hal bemechus. The tzarich lizorish ritzus shal etzpo shdi agam ken mechus. So you have to think of your tefillin shayrosh, not your tefillin shayad. It's covered, but the ritzus on the hands are a problem. Okay. That's basic words. Base. The base of Americas. So what about wearing tefillin in the base of Americas? So there are three sections in the base of Americas, the Morris says. There is Bais, Achitzin, Shekol, Oinling, Boy, Hemelushim. There's the outer room where people come in. Everybody's wearing clothing over there. So Yechal, Menanech, Shem, Tefillin, Lechazkel. You're allowed to put on tefillin over there? Bais, Amsoi. She mixes B'nai Odom, Oimdim, Shem, Levushim. Mixasim, Odom, that's where the people change. You can't wear put on tefillin over there. But if you're wearing them, you're not mechuyev. If you go to the base, the buy some soy, you're not mechuyev. Take off your tefillin there. However, buy some b'nimi. You call oimim shomer rumim. I feel a hoyv roshin tzarach lecholtzim. But the buy some b'nimi, which that's made for people. To bathe themselves, and that's all. That tefillin, or also you have to take every tefillin over there. Okay. Now, in the Bais HaMtzoi, the Mishmur is going to discuss, and we're talking about. So he said it's a place where people change. So some are wearing clothing, and some are not. You're wearing your tefillin over there. People are not wearing clothing. Is that mutter? We're just saying the room is mutter. But the person not wearing clothing, you can't wear tefillin in front of a person who's unclothed. So that Mr. Mishmur will talk about that. Let's see, Mishabur. Baisachitsu. So what's that? Shadarkam wa yulaka shalom shua koluk. They would get dressed. Their main tunic. They would go to the bale of Baisachitsu and the Ligmar Gvishas. They would put the rest of their clothing on outside. So that everybody's always dressed over there. The Mixasan Aruman. Hey. Yesh armim deem ata ein sham adam orum. If right now there's nobody there who's unclothed, so then you'll have to put on tefillin over there. But yesh oisim. He said, no, kibush abachim and yuchil is there. Since it's made to be a place where people are unclothed, it's the equivalent of America to some extent, and you may not put on tefillin over there. You may keep tefillin on if you have, but you can't put on tefillin over there. Ubeis ha-tefila. So the place where a person is actually, where person goes to mikvah, mashmatasim and peidal, din beis ha-msoi, yesh lo the chodover, has a din beis ha-msoi. So basic tefillah wasn't that wasn't a place where they had showers. There wasn't the issue over here. The shower brings out the moisture, brings out the zuma of the person, etc., and that creates a certain mias level. Basic tefillah doesn't have that.
Just like people, a rumim is not the issue.
So then the fact that there are rumim, but since there's no zuma there, so there's the we start with that the bais pnimi by merchat is makam, which is mezuzah. Then we say, well, you know what? Not only the bais pnimi is part of the merchat, but the bais emsoi is also part of the merchat. Bais tefillah, I'm starting with that. Even though the people are rum over there, there's no zuum over there. So the only issue is the being arum. So for that, that's equivalent of bais emsoi, that people are arum there. But the people are arum alone doesn't create a problem. So normally, so you wouldn't be allowed to say the retara there, but the berachas atfilah is mutter. But it has to be done away that there's no erva. Magen Rama simas a mashal be'ein bo adam orum mutter l'nech b'tfilah n'dvarich. He gives the beis atfilah a din like beis achitza, that if there's the person wears tefillin the whole day, he goes to this mikvah, he takes off his tefillin, goes to the mikvah, comes out, he puts it back on right there in that room. Zavka merachas chamir. There's a lot of zuma due to the moisture in the air because of the hot water. Their mikvahs didn't have that.
Is that old mikvahs?
Their mikvahs basically were just cold. But if you talk and warm up your mikvah, now there is moisture in there, etc. I'm not sure what the law is.
But if somebody be different than Beis HaMerachatz, if you pour hot water in it, same things apply. What's the difference? What's the question?
So Beis HaMerachatz, the goal is there is a purpose of the goal
sweating.
Is say you're sweating
to look
here.
Sweat.
It's just
that you're not uncomfortable,
right?
And you're not cold.
So you go in. So you're not putting the same type of hot water.
Right.
You're just taking off the cold.
No.
On the other hand, there's a certain amount of moisture, so he's not sure. Okay. But the Magarama says, however, if there is somebody who is not clothed, you can't be holding a sefer or tefillin in front of a person whose air is visible. And he's usher at his end, you can't stand in front of the Shem Hashem. That's a Gemara. So the very common issue you have, like, you know, you want to change a child, right? So you take, you know, some people change a child, they go to the bedroom, they put out a mat on the floor in the little bedroom, and then they change again, right? There's swarm on the shelves. So I have an issue. Also, you can't have somebody on the Hashem order.
But doesn't it apply to kids over a certain age? Like a child. I mean, doesn't the child have to be a certain age for it to be usher?
The child is, if we're saying that the issue is the
tzayu, or is the issue the fact that the kid has no clothes on? But he's a child. I mean, it's
the problem is it's a bizoin to the safer.
I understand that, but it's
like, I have an issue. Imagine the tension. I take it who's not clothed, in front of the clothes, and look at all these swarm. Like, excuse me, it's an insult to the form with the kid not clothed and showing him the swarm. Right? 2-year old kid, you know, he knows what a safer is. You don't send him in front of a safer like that. Not the kid has to learn. It's a bizoin to the safer. That's how you know.
Yeah, but I thought it was only when the kid that it's not even considered anything until the kid is a certain age. From what I making a bracha in front of a kid that's
a very, very good problem.
Huh?
Making a bracha in front of the kid who's not close, even very young is a problem.
Any age?
Like very young.
6 months? I mean, a year?
Well, see later on we get to those halachas.
Okay.
It's a bit more focused. But, you know, what age is a problem? It's not so partial. So Calvin Karma, I shouldn't be putting on tefillin over there. We'll talk about this more later on. The base of Pnimi, that there's so much Zuma, etc. over there, that even though there's nobody there, the room itself is not a room which is proper to be wearing tefillin. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they have, you know, the bathroom and the toilet room are two different rooms. So this, you know, this concept becomes an issue. You know, it's relevant. Otherwise, it's basic easy anyway. For us, it's a basic easy most of the time. But now you have a bathroom. So the bathroom, which is just for bathing purposes, but it itself is the mukam of Zuma. So there's no, the problem isn't the basic kisei. There's no kisei there. The problem is it itself generates this, etc. So that's this concept that the room itself generates a Zuma from the hevel, etc. It's a problem. Okay.
Please give me the names.